Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show, The Dark Mark Show, right here on RenegadeRadio.com. I'm the goth comedian Dark Mark. This is going to be a great show. Mm-hmm. This is going to be an epic.
It is.
You can tell the energy already. Yep. We've been scatting. We've been singing. Listen to this.
It's a party already.
The Dark Mark Show.
I don't know what's going on. We got like a whole jazz scat thing here. That's my co-host, everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Hello.
Nice.
Yeah. How are you guys tuning in
tonight? I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good.
Got some good energy in another room. Vegan in the house.
Yes.
Do we have three? Nice. Do we have three?
With three? No.
You like vegan
I'm
food.
A vegetarian.
Okay, Veggie, right. You're still in the family. Yeah. You count.
And of course, our other guests eat raw meat.
I'm sorry, we had barbecued pork last night.
And by the way, these are...
No, not my family.
Two of the best guests we've ever had.
Sorry.
Two of my favorite people ever are in the studio. We finally met. They just met like 5 minutes ago, and there's already chemistry as I knew there would be.
We're already singing together.
People ask me, why don't I have Amazon Eve, a.k.a. Eric Irvin, on more? I just wait till she contacts me, because she's always on the road. She's filming movies.
Right.
As you just, I just
We're
went to
filming this. I just stuck my tongue out. Sorry, I couldn't hear
you. Oh, please, do that again. Very nice. Very, very Jerry Lewis of you. I just saw her her new movie premiere, Dead Squad, and of course, she's returned to American Horror Story Apocalypse. Everybody, yes. That's Erica Irvin.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Thank
you.
I've been waiting for that.
I'm also known as Amazon-y, but should I be Erica? No, I'm always, you know, I got to stay Erica. I got to put a real separation, so... When I'm only needed. I need a superhero song.
See, this is what I was asking.
Can we put a superhero song out there?
Yeah.
Well, you guys were just scatting one. I don't know.
We can make one. But
I need Hans Zimmer. Nothing less than Hans Zimmer. Hans Zimmer, you out there, please. I need a superhero. Just kind of like throw it out there.
Like that Wonder Woman. That's like the best.
Yeah, the bitch really played that cello. Just,
oh, rock out.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you still go by Amazon Eve, or are you Erica Irvin now? Because that's how you were listed in the credits.
Yes, I Amazon Eve is a thing that it's kind of my superhero name. It's kind of like Lady Gaga when she gets up. She's, you know, that thing. I become. Right. Anybody need me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God. I got to save the transgender community again.
Right. A transgender star is born. And
Jesus,
then
they drive me crazy.
Do they drive you crazy?
They freaking drive me. The worst. Okay. Intersectional flatulence of oppression splaining horse shit.
Let me introduce Joy first to do the sponsors, and then we'll get into that. This is the woman, and you've met Amazon Eve before. You're very excited. And you've been watching American Horror Story.
I have.
So you've seen The Fist, but... This is the woman that broke the internet not once, not twice, not three times, but four times.
That's
but
right.
For wearing dresses to the Grammys, provocative dresses.
That's all I
did. You wore a Trump dress, right?
I did.
She wore a Trump. Not only did she wear a Trump dress, her album that she was giving away at shows, and I know that because I got one as a giveaway.
Yeah.
Went to number one on iTunes and number 12 on the Billboard charts.
That's right.
After that.
It hit number 12 on the top 200, but number one in rock and number one in alternative on Billboard.
And that's after the Grammys where everybody gets a sales.
Yeah, number one on iTunes, number one on Amazon. I beat out Adele, Beyonce, and Lady Gaga that week.
Good job.
They won Grammys. I like both, but I'm more like R&B, pop, rock. But I think I prefer jazz. But I don't know. I like it all.
She's right. Anyway, that's a joy. Yeah. Princess Joy Villa.
That's right.
I'm almost scared.
Just about to launch her new talk show, too.
That's right. The Joy Villa Show. Mark, you've been on the Joy Villa Show.
Yes. And I think we might have another guest here. And also,
perfect. Yeah.
A special guest, somebody that you introduced me to at your premiere.
Yes.
I was very charmed. Her Portuguese accent just slays me.
Spanish accent.
Now it's Spanish.
Oh, now
it's Portuguese
Spanish.
5 minutes ago.
But, you know, we share the same peninsula. So, you know,
we're like
twins.
Right.
Different.
This is artist, activist, model, actress, Jill Love.
I'm more than that, but, you know, that
Artivist.
Artivist. Is that what you like to say?
I am. Artivist.
Pardon me.
Combination of artist and activist.
Go online right now and watch this. Some of her stuff is amazing. She paints herself in all kinds of
I saw it, yeah.
Wow. Stuff and lays out there and gets... No, I'm sorry, I got...
Yeah, I'm sorry you guys have to share a mic.
I have to remember, okay, yeah, we're going to share the mic now.
Yeah.
Speaking of for us, for both of us.
That was sexual. Watch, look, and learn. There's a lesson in the subtext in her messaging.
Yes.
Mm. And I sometimes don't... Okay, I would like to say that I'm always a classical liberal, and sometimes I think she's like fully leftist, left leaning, and you know, I grew up a conservative. I grew up with a conservative Chronicle in one thing and a Bible in the other. But when I watch this, it's like, my God, I got woken up.
Me too. Me three.
I went to a Catholic school.
I was actually lucky that I grew up with a conservative father and liberal mother, so I got to see all sides. But before we get into that. Yeah. There's so much we got to get into, but we're going to Doomy's Home Cooking after this show.
We are.
Yes.
Ooh. You coming?
I got to go back to this film screen that I just blew from as soon as they.
Right.
I just left.
With Jamie Dorn.
Jamie
from
Dorn's
50
like,
Shades
Joy, please come back, my darling. No, he didn't say that, but yeah, he walked up to me and he's like, "Do you want a picture?" And I was like, "No, that's okay."
Really?
Because I didn't want to be one of those people that was just like getting a picture with him, you know? I was just like, no, you know, maybe after. He didn't really say, do you want a picture? He was just like, hey, you know, because everyone was asking for a picture. Right. So he's like, I was like, hi, I just love your work. You know, I try not to be a fangirl at these events because I know how it feels. Like, I have a lot of fans. I have thousands of fans. And when they're coming at me, it can be, I never say no, first of all. I never say no to a picture. But it can be kind of tiring. And sometimes you just want someone to just be like, hey, so how are you? Just talk to you. Mm-hmm. So I try to be that person.
That's we've got a lot of fan questions. I don't know if we'll get to them, but we do have a lot of fan questions for both of you. But Doomy's Home Cooking is the best vegan food you've ever had.
It is.
1253 Vine Street, right on the corner of Fountain Vine where the M Bar used to be.
Oh, yeah.
They have a new Mexican restaurant, Nex-Mex. Mm-hmm. Biggest flautas I've ever seen.
Doomy's is Flautas. The best.
Oh, it's the best. And next door, they have... I was there. I took my parents there a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
I had a shrimp po' boy.
Ooh.
Vegan.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious, delicious. They've got pulled pork. They have a Big Mac and a secret menu. They got everything.
Yeah.
They've got burritos. They've got... It's all vegan. It's all delicious.
So good.
I don't know how he does it. We had him on the show. He still couldn't explain it.
It's magic.
It's magic.
It's magic.
It's home.
You had bacon
magic.
Cheese fries.
Bacon cheese fries, chili oreno.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their version of a Big Mac.
Do they have like a lettuce wrap of some kind?
I'm sure they do.
No, they don't do it that healthy. That's like the healthy.
Well, I'm sure if you ask for it.
Well, yeah. But this is not where you get like a salad and like some seitan. No,
this is full on junk food.
It's full on
vegan junk food.
Now we're doing it.
Fiending for that.
Vegan comfort food.
We're going to do the comfort.
Vegan. Chili cheesesteaks, all
the
sorts
chicken
of stuff.
Chicken sandwich, the crispy, spicy chicken sandwich.
I heard that was so good.
You'll think it's chicken.
Yes.
It's so good.
The texture is amazing.
Nachos.
The nachos were one of the 10 best nachos in L.A., voted by the
That's
L.A. Weekly.
Right.
The only one without meat. So 1253 Vine Street, Hollywood there. They've got another one, Toronto. We have an international audience, especially for this show. So all of our Canadians, go check that out. Going to have a place in Culver City very soon.
I must say, I never say this, but definitely get their cheesecake or their carrot cake and bring it home. And they give you a big fat slice. It's so good.
I eat so much food, I can't even save room for the dessert.
So you take
there.
It home.
Das Baker. Das Baker.
Yeah, Das Baker.
He makes a chocolate cake, deep fried Oreos, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And then...
danger.
So, those deep fried Oreos? Yes.
You're the one that taught me that Oreos are vegan.
Shape, guys.
Oreos are vegan.
Oreos
are not vegan.
Yes, they are. The cream is actually sugar. Mm-hmm. There's no dairy at all. Oreos are vegan. You know what else is vegan? Ritz crackers.
Mm-hmm.
They are
buttery crackers. They're not.
But yeah, but buttery. Okay, if it comes out of an udder, is that still vegan?
Where's
that line between vegan and oven vegan?
If it has any animal product whatsoever, it's not vegan. Mm-hmm. So no milk, no cheese, no eggs. So Ritz crackers are vegan. Oreos are vegan. Mm-hmm. I think Swedish fish are vegan.
Swedish fish are vegan. I think, I want to say Sour Patch Kids.
What is that, like goldfish?
Yeah, the Sour Patch Kids are vegan.
Smarties are vegan.
Smarties are vegan. Okay. We know all the vegan junk foods.
No, I'm just saying for Halloween.
Peta.com actually has a whole
website. For the Halloween baskets, give the vegan kids Smarties. Also, go to audibletrial.com/DMS. audibletrial.com/CMS. I was on there today looking for scary stories. Mm-hmm. They have a Doug Bradley's scary collection where Doug Bradley is the pinhead.
Yeah.
And he and Robert Englund and a lot of the horror all-stars read scary stories.
I have so many horrors to show you.
Edgar Allan Poe, nice. All sorts of stuff. and also, if you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, you get a free book. Make it a scary book. 50 Shades of Grey, whatever you want.
I'm reading 50 Shades of Grey. I'm going to get it.
But you also get, well, then get it on audio.
Oh, I got to talk about that book. 50 Shades Darker.
Yeah.
And then you get two additional originals. You can choose from anything you want, like Hi Bob, Bob Newhart's interview show. It's an Audible original that you can get. There's also a Rolling Stone. They're not even paying attention. There's also a Rolling Stone.
Trevor Noah book.
An Audible. Yeah, well, that's not one of the originals you can get. They have an Audible original from Rolling Stone chronicling Aretha Franklin's career.
Whoa.
You get that free. You can get Hi Bob or Scary Story or whatever. You can choose from one of six Audible originals and a book, all for free.
Wow.
Go to audibletrial.com/DMS.
I'm going to be disappointed if the scary books don't sound as good as Erica.
Both of you should do audiobooks.
There are
some
books that you really can't get the gist of unless the author actually reads it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes, there's some, especially books like, Jordan B. Peterson. I always recommend, please look up Maps of Meaning. It's a it's a work of art.
Ooh.
Okay. So we're going to start with you. And since we're talking horror, I have to start with this, and we're going to get to the political stuff.
She's ready to talk politics.
Well, we got
all the bases covered.
We're gonna get there,
but
Hannah's been watching American Horror Story Apocalypse.
Yeah, I've been watching it since day one. Actually, American Horror Story fan.
No spoilers. Yeah. I haven't seen it. Okay. I gotta wait till it comes on Netflix because
nothing past the three episodes. So,
well, here's the spoiler: is that Amazon Eve is back.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's why you just told me that.
Did you see Freak Show? Did you see Freak Show?
Yeah, of course.
That's one of my favorite ones.
That was one of the best.
It was that and Asylum.
And Asylum was really good.
But you saw Freak Show. You don't recognize.
Freak Show. Of course.
Asylum's my favorite still.
Of course, I know Amazon Eve from you. And you told me. But no, I have to be like chill with her. I can't be like fangirl. I'm like,
we were just talking about that too.
I'm trying to be calm.
I'm fangirling over here to the girl. Her, she's
Now, Erica,
got an album.
I know this
studio.
Is the
sound effects.
Joy and Erica's greatest hits. Now, yes. I knew something was happening when a few months ago we were at the Rainbow Pop Show at the Laugh Factory, and you said,
"Oh shit!"
No. But you said, "I had a show coming up." She's like, "You're like, I can't do it because I'm filming something." Yeah. I was like, "Don't tell me you're going to return." Now, why? Now,
so
did Ryan Murphy tell you why you were not a past seasons between Freak Show and Apocalypse?
Are you kidding? Do you realize the pile of legal paperwork I signed in order to keep
NDAs.
This incredibly complex and multifaceted story a complete secret?
Oh.
I don't. The nine
planes of hell was already mentioned, right. But I really don't. At this stage, I'm still watching because when you're on every single episode,
right.
It loses the magic a little bit because you understand. When I watch my own movies, I don't like watching myself. By the way,
you don't.
I have a real hang-up.
I like watching it.
No, as long as I don't see it, I get all funny and crazy, and I watch. Oh, I don't believe I did that. You go to places. That
it's kind of a weird thing to see. What I do, I like watching myself to critique myself, though. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I could have done it. I could have said it. But then it is a weird thing.
When you're an actor. As a singer, I gotta be sexy. Yeah.
I'm an actress too.
The mirror is your worst enemy as an actress.
Yeah, it can be.
Your ego. You don't want your ego getting away and the authentic in the
moment. I'll bet my mirror is more of an enemy than your mirrors.
Why, Dark Mark?
Like you guys, if I could see these beautiful faces in the mirror, my goodness. Let me get back on track. What I was asking you. There was a gap.
I'm really good at that. I love derailing people.
Yeah, there were how many? Two or three shows between Freak Show and Apocalypse, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Were you approached to be on any of them?
No.
Were there characters you could have played in either one of those?
Maybe. I could have played Liz Taylor.
I think so. In
Hotel.
Sure. Or Lady Gaga's role.
That role needed a proper centerpiece.
Right.
And my kind of centerpiece looks like, when all is lost and all of a sudden the superhero shows up, That's why. That's right. When I and I land that superhero landing thing.
Right.
That's my usual entrance.
I love that you're back, though. You don't play the same character, right?
No. Because no. The fist is a blunt instrument. You know, I saw this and it says the fist. Nothing. Okay. All right. Fine. So I put my mukjong. I don't know if there's a picture of my mukjong that I put on my Facebook on Twitter out there.
Hannah, I think, sent me a picture of that.
And
I took it. Yeah. From the. Yeah, I was actually watching it, and I was like, nice. I took a picture.
And I put it out there. And were you on set? Did you get on set?
No, I would love to.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I built a me-sized mukjong to practice on, and I put it on set just to keep practicing. When you get a character like The Fist, you have to be ready for whatever Ryan Murphy puts at me. And then I got
this
scene.
That's your character, The Fist?
The Fist. She's a bodyguard, I would say, something like that.
You are a superhero.
So cool.
Superhero.
I'm a force to be reckoned with.
That's
I do something very surgical.
Right.
Mm. Did you watch that? Jill, did you watch my little surgical strike?
Which one?
Episode number 2 in Apocalypse.
That's when you died?
No.
No!
No.
Never
spoilers.
Mind. Somebody didn't watch my show.
Oh my. She's on 3 episododes so far. You couldn't have died on episode 2.
I don't want to spoil anything.
American Horror Story can bring anybody back.
Spoilers.
Let's American Horror Story? You die, you come back to life. You die, you repeat.
Well, stronger, you die, repeat.
Let's not get into plot. Let me just ask. Now, was this like out of the blue a surprise, or have you and Ryan Murphy been talking about possibly coming back?
Well, we've seen the devil.
Well, yeah.
Seen the witches.
Oh, yeah. That's right. True.
Well, who do you think God is?
Oh.
You? That really answers my question. No, but have you been in contact with Ryan Murphy like this whole time? Was this a surprise? Well, I mean...
Why are you so curious about Ryan Murphy?
Because he's the creator of American Horror Story.
I get the message from my manager, show up on set. Here's what the hell? You know, I don't get the full script. I just get my part.
This
show is so top secret.
Were you jumping up and down like, I'm back? Were you very happy about it?
I've learned very, very quickly on that I must keep like a zen-like, you know, I stopped, you know, flipping out every time I got a roll.
Right.
I got to save my energy.
Save it for the
role. Because obviously Freak Show is your most high-profile role. That's what
Well, you don't
want
to,
you know,
look, Joan Collins was on set.
Oh I know. God. And how was that?
And I remember her when I was watching her on Dynasty.
Right.
And I copied that pose she did when she she does that turn. You can see her with the hat going.
She's so elegant.
She's a villainess.
She's elegant and
she's
evil.
Good.
Mom, I want to be that when I grow up.
Now, did you do that in front of her?
Oh no! My powers I'm not sure. Is there a certain diva talent? Is there what do you call that?
Diva. Being a diva. Evil
Divinous.
There's a negative connotation. She's a natural movie starlet.
Oh yeah,
right. She has that charisma.
You go.
And how does she
generation.
Look? She's still beautiful.
Jesus, and she's put together picture perfect.
And she has a skincare line, right? She's had that on QVC.
She's put together picture perfect.
She knows how to take care of it.
She puts herself picture. Mm. She's an artist.
How old is she? She's in her
70s.
80s. She's incredible.
And I had to walk over to you. You got to get this out right away. Okay, you know, I'm a little starstruck. But it's so weird. You're here. So.
You told her. Oh, I bet she loved it.
I
though.
Was a little starstruck. Aww. So,
I mean, she's a living legend.
She is.
We don't have a lot
of
them around.
It took
anymore.
Me a couple weeks to get over Jessica Lange being on
Oh
set.
My gosh, you got
oh,
to
I
Jessica.
Love her. She's
this
gorgeous.
Time or last time?
Is she coming back? Is she back?
Oh no.
Oh, you mean last
time? You gotta watch. I'm like, I want to look like
you.
You
get over
it.
You realize you're human too. But
here's the thing, though. You were working with Kathy Bates again.
Kathy,
she's another great one.
She's a great actress.
Of course.
Was she happy to see you again?
Of course. Yeah. There's a lot of embracing. There's a lot of friendship and family.
Yeah.
It's a big theater thing.
So you're in the American Horror Story family.
Yes.
You always were, but this cements it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Once you come back, it's true. I mean, I think he brings back his favorites, and obviously you're one of the favorites, you're a fan favorite.
Yeah,
everybody loves
you are.
Amazon Eve.
Yeah,
I mean,
and that's
classic.
Coming from two fans over here.
Yeah, seriously,
so.
Thank you. You are classic.
Look, this is the first time I've ever seen you like demure and shy. Well, we're praising you.
Graceful,
you
know, but she's graceful.
You know, I can't come out and say, yeah, I'm the shit.
Even though you are.
I can't say that.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because my manager just told me that we did a video where I'm talking about my music. It's for this showcase we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, should I say to my thousands, hundreds of thousands of fans? And she's like, you know what, Joy? It's okay to brag about the work you've done. Because I'm going like, should I keep mentioning my fans? Is it too much? You know, because we're kind of taught, I think also as women, that we don't want to be too braggy. And I think guys are raised like to brag.
Right.
So she's telling me, brag about it. You're not bragging if you've actually done it and you're actually owning who you are and your success. So I just sort of changed my thinking on it. Not to put down being humble and being grateful, because there's also
Well, this was genuine
too.
And also...
Yeah.
Also, the humble grateful thing, it's just there's also us, you get if you defy all the odds, I'm kind of like a dark horse candidate, and all of a sudden there's no, a tall person like me who's transgender is not supposed to succeed,
right?
Because I have a lot of skill, a lot of knowledge, and a lot of, you know,
I don't think I've ever seen you blush before.
Well,
you should own what you've done.
I do own what I've done.
Incredible amounts of work.
You're made to feel guilty for having privilege for succeeding.
Right. It's so true. It's like, oh no, now that you've made it, you need to act like you didn't work your ass off to get there.
Yeah, my white privilege. You realize I'm transgender?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. This PC culture.
Talk about group guilt assignment with the usurps the presumption of innocence.
You're not supposed to have money. You're not supposed to be successful. You're not supposed to be beautiful unless you're apologetic about it.
Right.
And that's wrong. You should be proud and confident and hashtag blessed and all those things. But like, hey, we worked our asses off to get here. It wasn't handed to us.
Yeah. What about the ugly? Yeah. It's the what about? What about the ugly trove? You stole it from me. You pity. I will cast a curse on you between these intersectional flatulence of oppression splaining.
Actually, funny you should mention that because I was up for the fist too. But. Joy, it was good of you to do the segue, and I totally ruined it. But yes, now you've been on the show before. First time you rocked the snow fence orange dress.
Yes, remember that was the first time.
That was the first time people knew. They're like, "Who's this?
Who's this?"
Yes, Joy, I've known you for years. We've been friends for years.
Years, like 10 years.
I've got the coolest friends.
Amazing friends.
Yeah.
Mark does. Yeah. He like collects us like little souls in a jar.
Yeah. I do.
Takes us out when he needs us.
So then the next year you put on an H.R. Giger inspired dress.
That's right.
Which didn't make as big of a splash. It made a splash, but it wasn't like.
The real fans know that dress. That 2016 look, they go, that was my favorite.
And could he make me a dress? Fan.
What's that?
We'll hook you up with Andre Soriano.
Well, I didn't make the dress. Well, it's funny because the 2018 dress I made.
Like, fits you perfectly.
This one is a custom made dress.
I could tell.
It's beautiful.
I could design you a dress because every dress I have co-designed. So every look, except for the 2015, the orange dress was just created already.
Right.
So I was like, that's my dress. Rihanna passed on it. It's mine. You know, it was just perfect timing. Yeah.
Now you tell
it was going to be Rihanna's dress. And she's like, nah, we're something else. I mean, Rihanna's awesome too.
Yeah.
But every dress I have, I design it because I know what looks good on my body. And I know what, like old style, you know, speaking of Jessica Lange and all these old school celebrities, you know, even I go back to the 50s, the 40s, when cuts were made for a feminine physique and dresses nowadays that are sort of like loose and hanging. So having something that fits your shoulders, fits your waist, that makes all the difference.
Well, funny you should mention that because the last time I interviewed you was for my vlog on YouTube and you had done a bodybuilding competition.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's right.
Which is something you two have in common.
But you do bodybuilding.
Oh, no. Now she's going to show her body. Look at that.
Uh-oh. Strip show.
Yeah, we're gonna have a flexing contest now.
I've seen Erica's photos. They're gorgeous in a bikini.
Oh, no. I've seen that. And by the way, Erica, you're highly rated on WikiFeet too. I just want to let you know.
WikiFeet?
Yeah, I know.
You might be on WikiFeet
too.
How
annoying are those feet? Those foot fetish people though. I have a guy. It's foot fetish people.
I know a guy
who's harassing my YouTube channel. He's like, every video I post, he's like, please, can you show me your stinky feet? I love it. I'm like, what is this?
I have no shame. I used to beat up men for a living. That's what I used to do. I used to do mixed martial arts in an underground capacity. This is when I left the law office, and that's I've been through over 1,200 sparring matches around the world.
Kidding.
So I trained myself to become this thing.
And we've also wrestled me a couple times on the show. Very competitive.
Wow.
And
bodybuilding's incredible.
So did you feel a pressure
Rock out.
After the Did you feel pressure after the HR Giger dress wasn't as big a splash as the orange dress?
No. You know what? I'm an artist. You know, I keep doing what I do. I make music. And it didn't feel like it wasn't as big. It felt like it just, the orange was a big push. And then the next one was just sort of a little bit above. But guess what? Going to the Grammys red carpets from then, 2015 on, everyone knew my name.
Yes.
Press came up to me. It wasn't, who are you? It's, oh, you're Joy Villa. Mm-hmm. So that to me actually felt better than the first time. The first time you're the new kid on the block,
right,
trying to prove mm-hmm. yourself. Hey, hi. And the second time they're like, oh, well, you're known for your crazy dresses.
And
you thought you couldn't
do even a bigger splash.
I never thought I would go past the orange dress. Because literally USA Today, Us Weekly, People Magazine, they were talking about that dress, the orange one, the whole year. Like in December, because the Grammys is in February, mm-hmm. December did this whole TV guide, craziest dresses in the Grammys ever. And they had that dress in there. So I was getting press. I was like, I don't even have to do anything else. I can retire.
But then you did something else.
2017.
You wore a dress.
I wore my heart on my sleeve.
Which is actually a beautiful dress.
Yeah.
Form-fitting, as you said.
Yes.
That said, make America great again.
That's
Trump right.
The Trump, that's the one I saw. Went, Trump. Oh, Trump, not how did you get away with that in this town?
Well, I covered myself. If you notice, I planned the whole thing since I'd been to two Grammys already.
Yeah.
So I knew to cover myself with this white cape.
And everybody's waiting to see what was going to happen.
And everybody's waiting. I'm talking about love, tolerance, acceptance, peace,
yes,
my music, you know, all things I believe in. Mm-hmm. And at the end, because there's all the press and they're all like interviewing me, blah, blah, blah. And everyone thought that was my dress. They're like, oh, it's so pretty. It's so pretty. It's so simple and pretty. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. They have no idea. Perez Hilton had an idea. He was like, what's under this? I was like, you'll see.
Winky, 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 winky.
Yeah. And at the end of the beginning of the actual carpet where most people see me, I took it off on mm-hmm. camera. And so that was the show was revealing it and spinning around. So the first was, oh my gosh, everybody right. said that because it said make America great again, that he had just been elected, right?
Right.
January. And so this was February. Then I turn around, it says Trump, and you get another huge from the crowd.
Wow.
And they actually loved it. The photographers were like, yes, vacation money, right? Right. They knew they had a big, you know, picture. And when
genius,
I got off,
oh, genius move, darling.
Thank you
genius
so much.
Genius move.
Thank you. I was like just.
Did you
know,
think
I
it would be received
up.
As amazing as
no,
explosively
I thought,
as it was?
I was actually afraid they were going to ignore me. I was like, the CNN headlines, how they hate the mm-hmm. president so much, and mm-hmm. Madonna, how she said, I want to blow up the White House. I was like, I'm going to be attacked. You know, I'm like, I'm hope security is looking out for me. That's why I covered it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I walked through and my publicist was with me and he's like, oh my God, Joy, you're trending everywhere. You're trending everywhere. He was like Googling me mm-hmm. and all these articles are coming in. And then I'm hearing ding, 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 ding. I'm going, what is going on with my phone? I open it up and my website in PayPal sends me a notification every time I sell merchandise on mm-hmm. joyvilla.com. I was selling out my album, my t-shirts, everything
Whoa.
On my website like crazy. And then I saw it was Joy Villa is now number 12. Joy Villa just surpassed Drake at number 6 on iTunes. And then 24 hours later, I think it was maybe 72 hours later, I was number 1 on all the charts.
Please tell me you didn't plan this as a launch. Please tell me this was not a manager strategy.
No, that was 100% my idea.
And this was an old album, too.
And the designer was also Trump's supporter.
Oh,
and
no.
so it was just me nice. Talking, airing my grievances, going, man. And this album, by the way, was a 3-year-old mm-hmm. album. So it was like, I wish I could have
I
had
was in
that.
One of the videos. That's how throwaway
yes,
it was.
Wow. That's how long ago yeah. it was. I wish I would have had the planning of it because, you know, yeah, later yeah. I released a song called Make America Great Again, and which was just a unifying message for all Americans, you know. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, all Americans. Straight, gay, trans, cis, whatever we're called these days. You know, any kind of people. Tall, short, fat, slim, artist, non-artist. Just, you know, crazy foot fetish people. I don't care what you believe in, you know, but you have a right to do you and to be you. And that's what makes this country so great.
Well, when I was on your show, I told you, and I definitely believe this because you're dress designer, Andre Soriano, immigrant,
mm-hmm.
flamboyantly gay,
yeah.
is on Fox News wearing a dress
oh my God.
And makeup. And
oh,
because
yeah.
he had designed a dress.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything about it.
Filipino.
Everybody,
yeah.
You,
I mean,
a Filipino immigrant, mm-hmm.
yeah.
flamboyantly gay,
right.
was on Fox News. They love him. Yeah. They love Joy.
Oh, and I did all kinds of Fox News. I did all kinds of news. CNN still won't have me on. I think they're afraid of me. But, you know, I was like,
I think they got worse things to worry about now.
Yeah, but, yeah. But it was just an incredible experience. And really, I wanted to do it because this is what my heart said to do. And I'm a little bit like, I'm punk rock. I'm like, F you. You hate this president so much? Well, I do. I don't. I voted for him. Mm-hmm. I support what he stands for. And I'm going to do it in my way.
You're beautiful, by the way. Right. Thank you for doing that.
And then this last Grammy, you really put your heart on the sleeve because you designed your own dress. Now, yes. Why wasn't Andre involved in this one?
You know, he's moved on to do other projects.
Okay.
So it's not always, you know, we're
available.
So there's
no beef
I've worked with a lot of different artists for different designs.
Right.
And this year I said I really wanted to design my own gown because I had the image in my head. So I know what I want, and I've always co-designed every gown, you know, everything I do. I'm an artist through and through. Started in theater, you know, and this year I'm pro-life. So I had found myself with an
You've always been pro-life.
Pregnancy.
It's just this
I've always
year.
Been pro-life.
Okay.
Yo, yeah, I've been
I don't want
this
anybody
year,
to jump
pro-life.
On that
They're
one.
They're like, what? Yeah, no, yeah. I've always been pro-life. But this year, 2018, I decided to showcase that at the Grammys because at 19 years old, I found myself with an unwanted pregnancy in an abusive relationship. And the nurse was like, go to Planned Parenthood, get an abortion, get an abortion, get an abortion. I was like, wait, I don't want an abortion. That's not the right thing for me right now. I don't want this. I don't want to destroy this child's life just because I, you know, have found myself, you know, a condom broke. It was horrible. But what happened is
that never happens to me.
It you know, it's funny because they're only 97% accurate. So, anyways, not to scare
I'm not putting
your
a lot of pressure on it. So, anyway.
How do you know it didn't happen?
Anyway,
they didn't
ahead,
tell
ahead.
You. Just kidding.
Ahead,
you got some kids out there.
I gotta throw a bad dick joke in the pro life. Go ahead.
So, I decided to choose adoption.
Right.
And so my child was adopted to a loving, amazing family. And I see her today. She calls me Mama Joy. It's an open adoption. And it's the best decision I've ever made in my life.
Right.
So we can all live. I mean, her family loves me, loves what I do. We get to see each other. And it all worked out for the good. So I designed my dress with a painting. I actually hand painted it. It's a wedding dress, and I hand painted it with the sonogram image of her.
Do you sew? Wow. Did you sew?
I didn't sew it. No, I had someone create the dress. It was actually Pronovius wedding gown.
Okay.
So from Pronovius, but I don't sew. I'm not a seamstress. I should sew. My mom was really good at that. You know, fiber arts. But I can design. Like a lot of designers don't sew, they have somebody sort of create it. So I can dictate this is how it should look, these are the lines, and then an incredible artist can then put the pieces together.
Wow.
But and in my purse I painted as well, and it says choose life.
Right.
And that's my message, choose life. No matter what, you need to choose life. In this age where so many men and women are suicidal, are told they're nothing but, you know, bodies, and that they're never going to reach their dreams, and they're never going to be able to achieve anything, and you might as well just kill yourself, blah, 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 take drugs, blah. Choose life. Every life is worthy to be lived. And I believe we are spiritual beings, and we live again. You know, that's my belief, is that we live forever.
Right.
So you might as well keep creating and accept that you're here, and it can be a blessing.
And like I say, I've been friends with you forever.
Yeah.
And I don't care about anybody's political views. Yeah. And I didn't know your political views, and I could care less.
Right.
But did you lose friends? Did you gain?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I know
when you first met me, I mean, I voted for Obama in 2008.
So
that was the first time. Yeah, right. I mean, that's how he got elected. We all wanted him. And I was I just wrote a USA Today opinion piece article about this. I was registered independent for years, since I could vote. I registered independent when I voted for Obama. I still registered independent when I voted for Trump. It was time for a change. And now, for the first time, because of these midterms and because it's so important, I'm a registered Republican. I'm proud to be a Republican. I'm like, I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. It aligns with my beliefs. But I am very tolerant, unlike the extreme left, the extremists who are not actually tolerant. I'm tolerant of everyone's
views. You should make a
distinction
between left and liberal.
Liberals, if we're going classical liberal, like you mentioned, liberals are actually incredible. They're more like libertarians. They're not
that's where I reside.
Yes, left and liberals are not the same thing.
Right.
Dennis Prager says, right? He's like, we're calling them liberals. They're not actually liberal. Liberal philosophy
you can say the same thing on the other side, too.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of conservatives that there's nothing conservative about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. There's extremists on both sides. I think that it's like a circle. If you're extreme, you're going to end up in the same part of that circle, no matter what.
You see,
what
on the right, you have something called when does the right go too far and when does the left go too far? And we know when the right goes too far.
Well,
racial
yeah.
superiority doctrines. But when does the left go too far?
Superiority. It's actually more like not superiority of a minority. It's funny. I think it's two sides of the same coin. It's I'm a victim, so therefore I'm better than you.
Right, victim politics.
It's victim politics. So which is the same as
it's
a superiority.
Just Marxism. It's oppressor versus oppressed.
Absolutely.
It's just a different dog, same fleas. And
you got it.
I was listening to Dr. Jordan B. Peterson about this because the trans community attacked him for not respecting all these
pronouns,
these crazy pronouns that went a little nuts.
The transgender
community went a little too far, and a lot of us are just like scratching our head, and they're screaming. They're so fragile. They have no clue of how hard it was for us to get here to this place where we have insurance. Right. And I worked on this in the past.
Well, I know you did, and that's where we're going to talk about it.
Yeah,
because. And as I have this crazy opinion because I disagree with probably, I would say, 99% of my Facebook board, which are Democrats and Republicans in that. I think Trump's done some good things. I think he's done some bad things. He's done some things I agree with, some things I don't. I think we should renegotiate tariffs and the NAFTA and other things. I actually like the way that he handled except for Puerto Rico, which I thought was horrendous. I think the ones in the continental United States, I think the disasters he handled terrifically. The trans thing, I'm not into.
Well, this
just happened.
Wait, what trans thing that just
I'll tell you. I'll give you a background. There's been an intercepted, of course. The New York Times, blew this open about Trump wanting to mandate us out of existence, and I think it's overblown. Oh. I'm going to just give you the byline.
Yeah,
there are two errors when you think of trans identity. First error is the identity is valid, but you object to it completely and you don't support it with medical and social services. Okay, that's error number one. Error number two is the identity is invalid. Somebody's having an improv class over there. Somebody is invalid. The identity is invalid, but just to be polite and to foster peace, you allow acceptance. Even though they're gaming the system with their intersectional, infinitely defined gender pronouns, like aerogender.
What?
Aerogender is one of the gender fluids that in any given social setting, you are the gender that most benefits you.
What? That's privilege.
You can't do that.
It's gender privilege.
Well, if you have, for example, health insurance and life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Health insurance for women is more expensive, but less expensive for men. Or life insurance is more expensive for men, but less expensive for women because women live longer. But women have more utilization on the medical side.
Right.
So there's
you can switch it up.
Right.
Hold on, let me get an actual.
That creates a syntax error in basic contract law. And if you break it down to the origin of where this medicine comes from, this is a challenge. To the current medical ideology that is leaving, I'm going to get a little political here with the feminism, is back in medical insurance covered this in the United States between 1972 and 1982. And in 1978, the lesbian organization Toronto, radical feminists voted us out of womanhood and campaigned to have our medical and social support systems turned off. By 1982, here in the United States. Remember, there's feminisms, not feminism.
Right, but said it was a group in Canada, though.
Right, but that's where they meet.
Okay.
Because a woman wanted to join the feminist circle over there, a trans woman who was a lesbian. And they decided, no, you aren't women. But that became the feminist agenda. Feminist agenda doesn't require borders, but they attacked it in Canada, they attacked it in the UK, and they attacked it here. They were successful in turning off the intermodal supply chain of healthcare knowledge and services, killing 50,000 children and up to 200,000 adults. I'm sorry, Republicans, you blew this one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's called a genocide.
I wasn't a Republican back then. So.
Were you alive back then?
Jesse Helms and William Alexander encouraged their colleagues. This encouraged their colleagues to. Vote against the ADA to include protections for transgender people and there's so many that died.
That's a
shame. You can put this on the head of feminism. Mm. Now, that's who promoted this. And my body was ruined because I wanted to transition young by the time I get there. Now, this isn't the fault of the Republicans. They got their information from Janice Raymond, from a coalition. I mean, look at Gloria Steinem. She was on board with this. In about 2013, the gay community, the lesbian community all decided to apologize, but they never talked about why. That's why.
Wow.
They all lobbied to shut down the social and medical support systems and
for trans people. That's awful.
So
I used to work for the Office of Special Investigations.
Yeah. Wow.
This is a clear multi-victim crime based on a fraud perpetrated by radical lesbian Marxist feminists.
Mm.
And I wonder why Republicans, guys, seriously, guys, you can slap a black mark of genocide on feminism right now.
Wow.
Why is nobody opposed this? Because the liberal left media suppresses it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're sparking up this whole thing. And we're talking about, they said all transsexuals rape women's bodies. They couched a low resolution narrative within a high resolution academic pipped up language, which is typical POMO script, postmodernist script. I talked to you about that Marxist bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's group guilt assignment, Marxism, coupled with a false allegation of rape that killed 50,000 children.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay?
That's a shame.
How come
no one brings it up. Now would be a good time to bring it up with the midterms. Now would be a good time to inform voters.
So going,
Democrats, this is all on you.
Yeah, they need to do their history.
Well, what should they, the Republicans, history. And everybody do this point forward?
Look, trans identity was hijacked in 2004, 2005. We had Harry Benjamin standards in the United States. And then in order to meld our efforts with Lambda Legal, the Transgender Law Center was formed. They knew this was going to come down at some point. So they changed it to WPATH. There was some kind of coup in order to insert this Marxist agenda of multiple varied genders ad infinitum, ad to illogical. It's just post hoc reasoning.
Yeah.
The vast majority of transgender people don't like these fluid gender identities.
Is that true? I didn't know that. Yeah, see, because
Jordan B.
Hear.
Peterson talks about it all the time because this is his area of science.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, keep in mind, if you go back in time, the theory behind how this works is there's the psychosexuality at birth theory versus psychosexual neutrality at birth theory. That means nature versus nurture argument.
Mm.
All the psychometric data points to, and you can read this in the DeMoor memo, which conservatives are backing because there's a lawsuit between DeMoor and Google.
Mm.
Supports that we mirror the same psychometric data
as
women.
Mm.
But these crazy feminists see us as a jealousy. It's all about jealousy and resentment, and I don't understand it because some transgender women are some of the most beautiful women in the world.
Well, I totally agree with that.
Well, that's where the jealousy would be then.
But absolutely. And that's why they did it.
And I have to be honest, being here in very liberal Los Angeles, maybe I'm in a bubble. But
you're in a hive mind here. You're stuck in it.
Especially
if you counter any of their arguments, you will be crucified.
Well, no, I'm not countering.
Yes, high five.
Can I just say how
brave you are? For being
I'll be crucified.
I'm
a little disappointed at ScarJo for backing out of that movie.
I'm so disappointed she backed out of that movie. See, this is when it comes to race, right? Because I am of mixed race. Mm-hmm. I am black on my mom's side, part Choctaw Native American. On my dad's side, I'm Italian and Argentinian. So I've got the black, I've got the Latina, I've got the Native American, you know, and I'm American. I mean, but I've never used my color as like, okay, so I should get something. You know, I'm a victim. No, I mean, I don't. Yeah, there's racism out there, but everybody
that's
goes
a soft
through
racism
stuff.
Of low expectations. That's
bullshit. I don't go out there expecting anything, just like I don't go out there expecting sexism. But I got to say, what they're doing with gender, right, is what they're doing with race now. It's like everybody, right, with Elizabeth Warren trying to claim rights as a Native American.
Yeah, I mean, what was the Cherokee Nation that says she's full of shit?
It's so ridiculous.
Well,
this is
to claim
PC
rights?
Culture. Well, she was trying to be
well,
like
she benefited from
American.
It. She benefited as a minority higher at Harvard. Trust me, she did.
Yeah, because there's no evidence of that.
And she's she admits it. 1 million.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
She does not.
It's well, in the record. It's in the public record.
She took the DNA test. So
she took the DNA
it.
Test because.
But she never apologized. She never backed out and said, "You know what? You're right. I'm sorry." Listen, a lot of people in America, I can say in Black culture, we think we're something. We're told we're something. You know, maybe you grew up thinking you're Jewish. You do your DNA test. Oh, we're just Polish, not Jewish. Whatever.
Right.
I understand that. But if you've used it to get something, and she's used the hell out of that, you need to apologize. You need to now make amends to the Native American community. And you need to stop running. You need to stop being a senator. Honestly, you should resign.
Yeah, I'm part Paiute, by the way, and I don't even use it. It's just it's a scarce. It's there's for my grandma's.
What I was going to say is like maybe I'm in a bubble. I'm in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Very liberal community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The feminists that I know, and we're at a self-described feminist.
If you dare
theater,
counter our narrative, we will destroy you.
No. The feminists that I know, or the self-described feminists, have always been for trans rights.
Well, you have to understand that they weren't.
Is it just
back
Los
then.
Angeles? Or yeah.
No, they weren't back then. They're only doing it because it's popular to do so, because they've learned that, well, we better jump ship. Keep in mind that creating an alternate feminist identity turf is only a malapropism to give someone plausible deniability, because in the past, you were all on board with this. I mean, do you think Gloria Steinem? No, there were no TERFs back when this happened. You won't see that acronym anytime in the past.
Or is it people are learning? And befriending trans people?
We're talking about criminal intent here.
Right.
We're talking about malum in se, which is because it is evil.
I'm talking about today, 2018.
We're talking about the past and a big pile of dead bodies.
Right. No, I understand.
And you're talking to a criminal investigator right now.
I understand.
Okay. This is how serious this is.
No, I know.
Now, you have to understand that no one's talked about this. You cannot turn off the intermodal supply chain of healthcare knowledge and services with an ethics report. It's like lighting a fire to a populated area of the forest or turning off the power supply to a hospital.
Right.
You don't do that. You can't. This is right out of Janice Raymond. She wrote it in her book. It would be better served to morally mandate transsexualism out of existence. Insert transsexualism with any other malady of mind and body where there is a maintenance cause. I mean, we are not mentally ill, okay? This is no more. It costs no more than glasses to fix this.
Mm.
Seriously, guys.
If this is the case, if this is a bill that is...
It's not a bill. It's an indictment.
Okay. So are you're opposed to it, I'm assuming?
Opposed to what?
The New York Times article.
The New York Times article is misleading.
Okay. But...
I just gave you the two errors. Okay. Error number one...
Right.
...is when they turned off the healthcare completely.
I
they turned it all off, okay? And it's not just... You know why you brush your teeth? There was no information for me when I was looking for help.
Right.
Do you know why you brush your teeth all the time? Because the medical dental insurance industry knew that if they inform the population of all these medical conditions, people will get pre-help. But this condition needs to be treated. And I'm sorry, you may disagree with this, but you have to halt a puberty. You have to address it at puberty or the child will psychologically deteriorate and die.
Right.
And if they don't, they'll psychologically deteriorate.
Okay.
And we're talking about, fine. If you can take the entire population and say, okay, 80% of them are only gender nonconforming and only 20%, well, what about that 20%?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had a policy of turn it all off and you killed 50,000 kids. I'm not saying you. I'm saying Republicans. Mm-hmm. So Republicans got some dirt because they didn't check it because they listened to feminists saying those people rape women's bodies, morally mandate them out of existence.
Mm-hmm.
Using a false rape allegation, this really hampers me, you know, without any evidence.
Right.
And you killed a population. The intentional elimination of a people is the definition of genocide. And that was the purpose of Janice Raymond. This was the purpose of the radical feminist agenda in the late 70s and early 80s.
And once again, I ask,
our literal existence, and this is the reason why, this is the impact versus intent argument. Our literal existence undermines their victim narrative.
Right. But going forward, what should we do? I'm asking you because I am...
I've been all over the world. I've been all over the world about eight times. And I have seen countries that I can't go to because of how we're treated in those countries. Like Brazil is now becoming more of a market economy. Before that, it was a socialist economy. It's also the number one murder capital of the world for transgender people. My problem is we tend to survive and thrive more in market economies, generally. They thrive more. And my challenge with all of this is when I see people fear-mongering on this one issue. Look, transgender identity needs to be challenged a little with all these just misclassifications and desperation to validate all these enumerated impossible gender identities.
Right.
I don't think they're legit, and that's my problem. I'm not a medical person, okay? I have to allow for, okay, remember the two errors. To one extreme, turn it all off or turn it completely on and let everybody out with any medical oversight. There needs to be more medical oversight moving forward.
Okay.
It needs to be more, it needs to come from a declarative to there needs to be more evidence to support this. I think people are doing it because there might be a fad, because you get in-group acceptance right away, and then you get to beat some. It gives nihilistic, angry, bitter people a club to bludgeon people with,
right?
And that tends to be more valuable to them than their life of not getting things done.
Yeah, I see how a lot of things like out there in this society, in this PC culture, can be used as that. That's what I rally against, the sort of the victimhood. Sure. Like, well, I'm this, so you have to treat me this way. But it's a lot of anger.
It's the weakest argument.
Yeah, it's because if we all just say, okay, let's not be victims, let's be victors. We've all been wounded, but let's be warriors.
Right.
And let's accept
my wound was bigger than yours. Give me money.
Right. It's like we're all playing, like, who's got the worst illness and if we just say, listen, because my stance is I accept everybody, all sexualities, all genders, whatever. But I also, on the flip side, being conservative, I don't want the government, like with Jordan Peterson, to tell me I have to use your pronoun or I have to do this.
Cannot mandate
you can't
speech.
Mandate
They're
that
mandating
stuff.
Speech.
Yeah. I mean, let's say I decide to go by Zer and you accidentally call me she or her because I look like a woman. If I am calling myself Zer, I shouldn't then go, I'm calling the cops. You use the
wrong
pronoun.
That's a negotiated nickname.
Amazon Eve. Just communicate. Yes. Just be like if you say, hey, call me Amazon Eve or hey, call me Erica, well, obviously I'm going to respect you enough and call you in a civil society. We don't have to start saying the government has to make laws. We have to criminalize speech, and it's insane. The government should never be involved in this stuff.
And by the
way, as a society, we need to take care of one another and rise above all this victimhood and woundedness and get back to winning and succeeding.
Right, I agree with both of you. Agreed. By the way, Nicole Six just popped in, our former co-host. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. I came to see my old friends. Hi, guys.
We're your young friends.
You're my young friends. You're my young, hot, beautiful friends.
Ooh, hi, Nicole.
Yes, where does the time go? I have to get some fan questions, and then we got to go. So, fan question for Joy.
Oh, scared.
This is from your biggest fan, 11-year-old Johnny in Las Vegas.
Oh, hi, Johnny.
Yes. What is your favorite song you have made?
My favorite song? Oh, it would be The Darkness.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's my favorite. Cause I don't want to live in the darkness. I want to step into the light. Because I can't stand the darkness. Yeah.
And then
what do you like as a backdrop? A bass or a hi-hat?
Well, you gotta listen to it. Oh, you're going to do it. Oh, I love it.
What would you do if you didn't sing?
You know, I think about that because I grew up in musical theater, singing, dancing, acting. You know, if I didn't sing, let's say I didn't do any arts. Let's say I wasn't an actress, I wasn't a singer, and I wasn't artistic with designing and painting. Then I think I would manage artists because I'm also a pretty good producer, and I think I'd be a manager. I'd have like badass artists around me. I'd manage Erica.
Yeah.
Can we sing a duet song? I'm a victor.
We'll get to the duet.
We're gonna have to do that.
And at the end of the show, we'll do the duet. But
we need to do that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And what instrument have you always wanted to play?
Guitar. I still try to play guitar.
But your brother plays great guitar.
My brother? Yeah.
Yeah, because when you did a show at the Rainbow.
That's right.
Produced by Nicole Six.
Yeah.
He was on guitar.
No, oh my gosh, that's not my real brother. I was like, what?
I thought it was your brother too.
Yo,
you that's, said it was like, your brother.
Zach, no, I consider him like my brother
from another mother.
My brother from another mother. Right. Oh my gosh, Zach is an incredible guitarist, right. And he looks like my brother. And yeah. I know his mom and his dad. His mom is white, his dad's black, so he looks. I love him so much.
Right.
He's like my adopted little brother. But right. I was like, wait, my brother doesn't. My brother plays keyboards.
Well, my mom's white too, so we're
my brother
we're
doesn't play
we're related
guitar.
Too. So anyway, Eve.
Yes, darling.
Jordan loves Amazon Eve. Wanted to know if you were going to.
Hi, Jordan.
If you had any plans to visit Chicago soon.
Well, I should get my rear end over there. I've been working with a friend over there. We're going to be doing a little short series, probably a web series pretty soon.
In Chicago?
Possibly. I did a piece called Amazon Proof Your Home. And his name is, he's one of my actors. And I thought I'd. Did you ever see it?
I did.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
That's awesome.
And Mina Lamalis wants to know.
Hi, Mina.
There was an interview that you gave once where you said you had a fear of zombies. Zombies scared the poop out of me. But you play the zombie queen in your new movie, Death Squad.
Ooh.
Did that help conquer your fear of reanimated corpses?
That's a good question.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them.
Was that the purpose of you accepting the role?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
So I could actually explore my own.
Zombies are awesome.
As you said, I come from musical theater. I've been studying it all my life. It's just been like, at one point, you know, I did some undercover work, and I thought that being an actor would help me be a lawyer, and I didn't realize I'd actually make a living doing this on television. I've managed to, you know what, if I didn't transition, there's been a point in my life when I didn't transition, something would have stopped it. I would have transitioned later eventually, you know, and it had to do with the pregnancy in my past, a relationship with someone I loved. But thinking about it in hindsight, you know, life takes you on different paths. And the whole zombie thing was allowed. I like to explore the monster. The monster, and this is for you, Mina. I'm still answering your question. The word monster comes from the Latin root monstrum, which means divine omen. There's a lesson in this movie. Okay.
I liked it, but I didn't think it was a lesson.
There's a deep and profound lesson about love between
dead
end.
The
humor is.
Oh,
the,
you
the
have
humor
no idea,
Joy.
You have
yes,
no idea.
Yes.
Well, here's a question I'm going to ask everybody in the room, starting with Hannah. Because this is Mina's question. It's a really good one. I'm going to ask everybody here.
Okay.
And Nicole, everybody. If you were a candle, what scent would you be?
Lavender.
Oh, God. Oh,
lavender.
You answered quick.
Yeah.
Joy?
Oh, I would be clove and tobacco.
Oh, very goth.
Vetiver and ginger.
Ooh.
Jill?
Spicy.
Patchouli.
Oh, you look like patchouli.
Yeah.
I'm vanilla cupcake.
Oh, and Mark?
I would be black licorice.
Ooh.
You know.
Well, black for my soul and licorice. I like black licorice. Most people don't like it.
I do too.
I love black licorice.
Yeah, me too. It's good.
It's an acquired taste.
It's got a lot of phytoestrogens in it.
Very absinthe.
And my Danish husband eats it all the time. Oh. That's like, they eat salty licorice.
Yeah, we're
over there.
The Serbians,
I don't like
we
salty.
Like it.
Oh, you're Serbian.
Is that code for something? I don't know. Anyway, where does the time go? I told you, this is
we only had an hour. Right.
Why didn't we
do a 2-hour?
Yeah,
it's too late.
After hours.
It's too
late. I'm thinking about doing
it. It's too late. But no, trust me. I should have booked this for 2 hours. But
I
wanted you two to meet.
I know. This is epic.
I just met you, Jill Love, we're going to have you on the show. We're going to try to get you and Cleve together on the show. We're going to figure something out.
I'm so excited.
No, because I did a little research on you, and I was very fascinated what I find. Like I say, I didn't have time to go into it today. But tell everybody where they can get a hold of you and where they could see your art and your activism.
You can go to jilllove.com, Artivist Magazine, and jillloverevolution.com.
Awesome.
Amazon Eve, Erica, always
I'm
a pleasure.
I'm hiding right now until I launch my website, which will go with my solo show.
That was another question. Journalist Amazon Eve wanted to know what happened to AmazonEve.com.
Well, it's being rebuilt for my solo show to have merchandise. So when I do, when that little scene shows up and goes viral.
You're going to be ready.
Because I actually plan these things, okay?
I kind of plan them somehow.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You knew you were gonna get attention on that Trump
dress. I didn't plan that though. I would have had T-shirts made of it. I would have been way more ready.
No, you knew what you were doing. You have a high IQ. We know each other over here.
But you're working on a solo show.
Yes,
I know. We're gonna get out of here in a second. I know you're getting hot.
That's great.
Because there's like 10 people in the place that says 4.
Yeah.
So. You're working on a solo show, and Dead Squad is now available on all
Amazon,
platforms.
Yes.
It's on Amazon, ironically
Amazon.
Enough, but also iTunes.
I'm
on,
watching that.
No, trust me. It's a fun movie.
I have to watch it.
Thank you for advice. The premiere is so much.
I can't wait.
It was so much fun. Do you have any other movies coming up? I know Chimera, you were in that.
Chimera is waiting for a release. They didn't want to release it at Halloween, so they're waiting. It's kind of positioning.
Right.
We've been accepted by CAA, but Creative Artists Agency, but I'm still waiting for a release date. I think they're just timing it. Again, when you have an indie film that's going up against a Keanu Reeves film that's coming out there, you got to time the release of this.
That's true.
I'd watch you over Keanu Reeves anytime. So,
Me too.
I know Kung Fu.
So what's the Twitter? Should people get a hold of you on Twitter, Instagram? How do people get a hold of you?
At Amazon Eve currently on Twitter.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Enjoy.
And eventually
always a treat.
My website is up and rocking. It's joyvilla.com.
No, I know. There's a lot of stuff you can buy there.
Lots of stuff you can buy. Buy it. Support capitalism.
Capitalism. I win and you don't.
You know, support independent arts, you know. And I would say to answer, I did know I'd get a lot of attention because I always go to the red carpet to get attention. And there's nothing wrong with getting attention. I always tell artists, you got to get attention, you know. But make it the attention for the right thing and make it where it's true to you. So nobody tells me what to wear or what to do. I do that all my own.
I just wanted to tell you did it for attention.
Thank you. And it was fun. You did it. Come on, that's excellent. Genius. Yeah, well, thank
just,
you.
Look,
but you can go. You can go to
I know game theory. You played game and you won.
But, you know, I didn't predict it'd be that big. That's the thing. I was like, it'll be, you know,
you
we'll talk about it. But I never thought there would be so much support and fans. I have to shout out to all my supporters and my fans for sticking with me. They're incredible. And they're different politics, different levels. I love them. But
look out for the Joy Villa show.
The Joy Villa show is launching soon. And you can go to my YouTube, Miss M-I-S-S Joy Villa, on Twitter at Joy_Villa, and Instagram at Joy Villa.
Are you going to say?
Follow me.
Wait. Hail Hannibox 666.
On Instagram, B-A-K-K, not B-A-C-H. People.
And that Nicole Six.
Hello. And actually, I have a magazine coming out to support artists, and Joy's going to be in it.
Yes.
So.
And by Nicole's book, Some Fucked Up Shit.
Yes,
Ghosts.
I love that book.
And she got a new one, Some Fucked Up Shit Ghosts.
Oh, no, I haven't read that one.
I'm working on Some Fucked Up Shit.
So anyway.
Oh, good.
And goth comedian on all social media. This has been great. Sing us out, Joy.
What are we going to sing?
What would you like?
Let's make America great again.
Great again.
We can come back twice as strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we can still be the voice of every hungry child.
Hungry child.
Be the sound of every freedom song. Yes, my dear, we can. Everybody, make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again.
Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week.
Bye. Happy Halloween.
Oh, so good.